visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, a 50-0 victory over Lebo. You guys clinched the Lyon County League title. You know, that's a good win for you guys in district play because you knew how good Lebo was. You know, a battle of undefeateds heading into that game, but you know, you just went out and took care of business, and you feel like the fellows played some good football.
Yeah, I really thought we took it up a notch on Friday night, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We kind of, after one drive, kind of Lebo drove it down for us, and we had a big interception on the goal line. And kind of after that, you know, I felt like our kids didn't give Lebo much of anything after that. And the kids were really locked in and executed at a really high level. And then offensively, we continued to, you know, put points up on the board. And when you pile that on with getting stops or creating turnovers and those type of things, the score can get out of control real quick. And, you know, that second quarter, we kind of just really took off. And so it was really good to see our kids locked in and dialed in for kind of had a big game vibes. And our kids did handle that really well and overall executed at a really high level. And so I was really pleased with how we played.
You know, Jeff, we've talked throughout the season so far about all the skill guys you have, and, you know, but what does it mean for Drake Skirvin to have three catches and all three go for touchdowns on Friday?
Yeah, he's kind of just been, he's a guy that we know what his skill set is, and he's a big-time basketball player, but Drake, we kind of just been telling him to stay patient, and when the opportunities present themselves, take advantage of it. And certainly Dane gets a lot of attention, and he got a lot of attention the other night, which is, you know, they were double-teaming him at times. And when that happened, JD liked to match up with Drake. Or sometimes Drake was, you know, nobody was within 20 yards of him just because they were giving so much attention to Dane, you know, and they had a blown coverage or something. And with Dane's production, like, you know, you certainly want eyes on him, and JD did a good job of getting his eyes on Dane and getting the defense to react and then throwing it out to Drake. So it's no surprise here for us. You know, we see Drake compete at a high level all the time, and he certainly had like a breakout moment and the other night. And I thought that was what was really exciting about our game the other night. It wasn't our you know, Dane still got his, and JD had a great night, but it was some of the other guys like Drake, like Timmy Roberts, like Brock Moon, some other guys stepped up and really played well. Parker Hade had a really good game. So it was kind of we got to lean on some other guys a little bit, and they stepped up in a big way. So it was good to see multiple guys give us some production.
And another thing I was able to see on social media, Coach, 11 straight winning season for your program.
Yeah, that's something we certainly are proud about, and, you know, give a lot of credit to our kids of, you know, current and past. You know, we kind of don't waver off our expectations and standard around here, and the kids have done a nice job and handled that well and take it very seriously. You know, you always kind of are like, what are we going to do when this group leaves? What are we going to do when this group leaves? And it always seems another group steps in and kind of does their job, and you got guys that buy in and follow the blueprint and step up and have a breakout year, and you can kind of continue that success. I remember a few years ago when we were 4-4 going into week 9 and we had missed the playoffs and we were kind of banged up, and that fifth win was so exciting, you know, because it was another year of a winning record. And so we're pretty proud of that around here, and I know it's important to our kids, and, you know, so that's exciting to keep going.
Visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coaches Corner. You go to Hartford coming up on Friday, and I know they lost to Waverly 26-0, but they've had some issues, and, you know, just had 8 players to play, and a couple weeks ago they played that game with Lebo, 7-on-7. But I know you're not overlooking Coach Kistner and company as you go on the road on Friday.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at the film from last week, Hartford definitely competed probably its hardest that I have seen on film this year. And so I think they're getting healthier. You know, holding Waverly to 26 points. Defensively, they created some turnovers. So we need to make sure that we continue to grow and go in the direction that we want to go and handle business how we need to do so and stay healthy and those type of things. But, you know, we're going to prep the right way this week at practice, and we're going to make sure we're locked in come Friday. But I think Hartford is turning the corner on some things and getting healthier on some things, which could present some different challenges because they've had to kind of go to away from their traditional offense. So it's kind of, you know, kind of has week one. You don't know what type of offense they're going to come out this week. They're going to run the under center stuff, or they're going to spread it out. So we just need to be control what we can control and be physical at the line of scrimmage and execute at a high level.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday at Hartford, and I'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Bearcats.
That is Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XTech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.